The national flag has become popular with citizens following the movement called Hashtag This Flag, started by pro-democracy activist Pastor Ivan Mawarire, who is asking President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party to deliver on their election promises. Trouble started after ZANU-PF lawmaker Oliver Mandipaka asked the speaker why the MDC lawmakers were defying a ruling made by the then acting speaker, Ruben Marumahoko, who yesterday barred the wearing of the flag in the house. Chinomona ordered the two to take their flags out, but they refused, forcing it to enlist the services of the sergeant at arms to eject them. But they refused and started passing on the flag to fellow lawmakers from their party. MDC Chief Whip Innocent Gonese defended the lawmakers, saying putting on the national flag was a display of patriotism.
All Zimbabweans who are patriotic to their country want to be associated with the national flag. And I'm just looking in this August House, Madam Speaker, you will see the flag being displayed throughout this August House. And it is my respectful submission that if a member is showing patriotism, it will be unconstitutional to from displaying their feelings of patriotism and allegiance to this country.
The flags were eventually taken out of the House of Assembly after Chinomona threatened to suspend the lawmakers. Meanwhile, all cabinet ministers and the two vice presidents banged parliament today, prompting the opposition lawmakers to ask the speaker to charge them for contempt of parliament. Opposition lawmakers said the country was facing serious economic and social problems, and ministers should come to parliament to answer questions from their constituency. Gonese said they have been complaining about the behavior of the ministers, and it was time they faced the music.
The constitution obliges ministers to take the business of this August House seriously. As we speak, Madam Speaker, we are wasting taxpayers' money, and they should not have scheduled their cabinet meeting to coincide with the sitting of parliament.
But acting speaker Chinomona said she had been advised that they were attending a cabinet meeting and their deputies were standing in for them. In another development, Deputy Public Service Minister Tapio Matangaidze was heckled by opposition lawmakers after he claimed that government had the capacity to pay state workers and pensioners. Matangaidze was responding to a question from opposition lawmaker Jesima Jome of the MDCT, who wanted to know why government was delaying payment of salaries if it had the capacity to pay. Matangaidze said they had agreed with state workers that their salaries would be staggered as government was experiencing cash flow problems. He said he was surprised that the opposition was worried about the payment of civil servants more than the workers themselves. But Majome and others said they had every reason to worry as they represented the workers in their constituencies. With 10 days left before the end of the month, government has not paid its workers and does not have specific pay dates as yet. It paid the June salaries this month. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.